Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM The Fan studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Rami Makhlouf in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Today, the Brewers will take on the Padres tonight. By the way, our own Tommy's got the pregame show coming up at 6 o'clock right here on The Fan and live from AmFam Field at the Yount Pavilion to support ALS charities. So if you see Tommy out there, say hi. Also, you might see this guy out there covering the Brewers for Forbes Sports and us right here on The Fan. Our friend Andrew Wagner joins me now. Wags, long time no talk, my man. How are you?
Yeah, this is an unexpected surprise.
A good unexpected surprise or a bad unexpected surprise?
I'm old, man. There's no such thing as good or bad anymore.
Just numb to it all at this point, Max. It's good to hear your voice, man, and good to talk again. Let's get right into some Brewers. I was saying at the start of the show, Wags, that I don't know that I saw 9 of 10 coming, and maybe they do it a little slower, winning like 15 or 13 out of 20 or whatever the case might be. I'm not surprised the Brewers are right back in the thick of things after a slow start. I don't know about you.
No, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, listen, this team is too good to have been as middling as they were. And you look at the things that they were struggling in, mainly the defense, and you knew that wasn't going to last forever. This is a really good, an elite defensive team. You knew that was going to change. You knew that the guys that were slumping offensively, history shows that they weren't going to slump all year long. And we're seeing Christian Yelich now look like the Christian Yelich everyone expected, and admittedly beyond probably expectations. Sure. I mean, I don't think anyone had this kind of stretch in him, but he's done this over his career. He's had stretches where he just goes absolutely bonkers for a while. I mean, he did so September of 2018, April 2019, you know, a month long stretch like that. I mean, that changes the situation for the Brewers and, quite frankly, the NL Central.
Has there been something different about Christian Yelich in this 10-game stretch? Has he pointed out anything that he's done different or is seeing or feeling differently over this 10-game hitting streak?
No, and that's the thing. I've talked about this with Tommy. He's a veteran guy who's had great success and knows what he's done to have that success. He's confident in his approach. He's confident in his preparation. He goes out there every day doing the same workload, same routine, because he knows that that's what has gotten him results in the past. You know, when things start to go haywire, you know, there's a tendency, especially for younger players, to go in there and sit in the video room and you know, dissect every single pitch, every single swing, change your mechanics, change this and that. Yelich hasn't done that. You know, there may be some minor tweaks here and there, but at the end of the day, he knows what works for him. He sticks to it and has confidence that by doing the right thing every day, he's going to start to see the numbers improve.
Talking with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, who joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. The other guy who's starting to figure things out after a slow start and doesn't have that experience under his belt where he kind of knows how good he is and knows what he has to go out there and do every day is Jackson Churio in his second year. Do you think that was a case of the league kind of figured something, made some adjustments to him, figured some things out about him, and it was on him to make the counter adjustments?
Absolutely. We saw that last year. We've seen it at every level that he's been at. And this is something that I've preached time and time again. Jackson Churio had all the talent in the world to get to the big leagues. But what got him to the big leagues as quickly as possible is the fact that he was always able to make the adjustments he needed to make. Every time he got bumped up a level, you know, the numbers weren't impressive. Eventually, week, 2 weeks, months, he figured it out. We saw it last year. He came up here, got off to a great start, and then pitchers said, oh, okay, we can't do this because he's going to crush it. They started pitching him different. Took him a little while, took a little time on the bench, but he figured it out, and he just went on a tear. And we're seeing him do the same thing. Maybe not to the extreme, but we're seeing him catch on to the way they're pitching and making the adjustment. We're seeing him make great improvements in center field, too. I mean, this is a guy that thrives on making adjustments and getting better.
What do you make, just to jump back to Christian Yelich for a second, and you brought up the play in the outfield, of him kind of switching, Christian Yelich, that is, making, it seems, almost a full-time switch to DH now. Do you think that's just an evolution in his career as he gets a little bit older, or was that a decision by the Brewers that they thought they could put some better defense out there?
I think that it all goes into it. I'm a little shocked that with the Garrett Mitchell injury, we didn't see more of Yelich back in left field, but they felt confident in the pieces that they had. I think at the end of the day, listen, they have a huge investment in Christian Yelich for the next couple of years. It's a ton of money. They want him playing his absolute best, especially after undergoing that back surgery. They don't want to do anything, you know, to risk exposing him to further injury. And if that means they got to take his glove away and put him in the DH role, that's just the way it is. And in the end, especially when you get Mitchell back, it kind of makes sense because then you have your three best defenders out there and you still have one of your best bats out there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where do you think the Brewers are at with Joey Ortiz? We've talked about Yelich and Churio and the Brewers having high expectations for those guys and them, you know, ramping it up here recently and living up to those expectations. I think they really had pretty high expectations for Joey Ortiz, and that was one of the reasons, well, money being the biggest one, but one of the reasons that they were okay letting Willy Adames walk in the offseason, and the offense has just not been there. How long do you think they stick with Ortiz at shortstop, or do they start looking at other options?
I mean, I'm sure they're looking at other options. The problem is they don't have any obvious internal candidates to replace him. Not on the big league roster, not at AAA, not on the 40-man. I mean, the best available options are pretty far down the organizational ladder right now and have a lot of growth to do in their own games. The thing is, Joey Ortiz still plays top-notch defense at shortstop, and that helps the team win games. They're seeing him have better at-bats now, being a little bit more productive, seeing better swings out of him. So there are signs that he's turning around, and I think they're confident that he will. He's a really good player. We saw what he could do last year, and that was just scratching the surface. It's similar to Churio. He's got to make adjustments. Some guys don't do it as quickly. But as long as he keeps playing, you know, high-level defense, they're going to give him as much run as they can.
What do we know about Brandon Woodruff, who seemed right on the precipice of getting back to the major league level, and then he takes a line drive off the elbow on Wednesday? How much does that set him back in his progress and eventually getting back to the big league club?
I mean, it's probably going to be another couple of weeks. We haven't seen him in the clubhouse yet. We were kind of on Brandon Woodruff watch. He may be talking now for all I know. But yeah, this was kind of unfortunate. We haven't had any updates, but I think you can assume that, okay, they took him off his rehab. He's still on the IL. They'll probably have to send him back out again at some point after this thing clears up. It's unfortunate, but at the same time, he's been good in his rehab appearances, but his stuff just isn't there yet. So in the long run, this could probably end up benefiting Woodruff and the Brewers as well. You add this arm in, and I know everyone's going to get mad and then say it's, you know, Brewers being cheap, but you get Brandon Woodruff back in a month, and this is like going out and trading for an ace pitcher,
yeah,
without having to give anything up. So yeah, I mean, there are benefits to him getting a little bit more time to work things out and get through this latest setback. It's unfortunate for him because it's hard to think of a better person in the game than Brandon Woodruff, to say nothing of his pitching ability, but it's just one of those things, man. Bad luck happens.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing earlier, that I'm really rooting for the dude just on a human level. And I said as much earlier that getting Brandon Woodruff back anywhere close to his previous form is, as you said, like adding a number one or two pitcher to your rotation before the trade deadline. Speaking of the trade deadline, and I guess Woodruff kind of plays into this as well, and we're still, what, almost 2 months away from this, Andrew, so I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but if he comes back, that gives the Brewers quite a bit of depth in their starting rotation. Do you think they tap into that a little bit if they're in position to be buyers? Do you think that's where they're sort of selling from, to maybe add a bat somewhere in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, they could. I mean, there are definitely some options at their disposal if they choose to go that route. You know, right-hander Aaron Civale, he's a free agent at the end of the year. You know, you could see his name mentioned. Maybe Tobias Myers, you know, even though I don't think they're ready to give up on him yet. I think they're far from it. But if there's a chance to get an impact bat that can fill a need and really push this team over the top, they have the depth to do it. Is that what they're going to do? Who knows? You know, a lot can happen between now and the end of July, but those are definitely two names to keep in mind.
If they're on the seller's side of things, do Brewers fans have to worry about Freddy Peralta being the next guy who's shuttled off to another team?
I mean, they have the option on him yet. So, you know, if they're still in it and they're selling off, I mean, there could be interest. So maybe, but I don't think they're going to, if they move Freddy, I don't think it would be until the winter.
That DL Hall Priester combo the other day of the opener, and then Priester coming in and delivering 5 one-run innings for him, that looked pretty good. Is that Pat Murphy's plan moving forward for that spot? Maybe not those two guys exactly, but DL Hall sort of as a long opener rather than a starter in the rotation, or is this kind of a temporary thing for them?
When Hall and Ashby came up, Murphy talked a lot about using them as long relief leverage guys. So, you know, where you use them is kind of up in the air. But as long as it's working, I think they're going to continue to do it if the situation warrants it. If they're facing a team on Priester's Day that's really heavy with left-handers, you know, it makes sense to go that approach and give Hall a time through the order before turning it over to Priester. You know, if it's broke, don't fix it.
this Padres team presents a challenge for this Brewers team who's as hot as anybody right now. But the Padres they come to AmFam. I almost said Miller Park, Andrew. I'm still doing that. They come to AmFam Field tonight, and they're gonna throw some pretty good pitchers at the Brewers over the course of this weekend series.
I mean, yeah, but we saw that last weekend too. The Brewers went into Philly and faced some pretty damn good pitchers. Saw some good pitchers in the Reds. Listen, here's the thing. When you're playing good baseball and you're clicking on all cylinders, you can beat good pitchers. You may not go out there and rout them like they did last weekend, but you know, the way the Brewers pitchers have been throwing, they're pretty good too.
Yep.
You scrape out a couple of runs early before a guy gets a chance to get settled in and ride your pitching and defense until they have to go to their bullpen. You know, that's the recipe for success.
That's Andrew Wagner. Find his work inside Forbes Sports, also on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner, and regularly right here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, and the leadoff show coming up at 6 with our guy Tommy. Wags, appreciate the time, and just good talking to you and hearing your voice, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, nice to catch up. We'll do it again soon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.